Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hall & Oates Tuesday on Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Commanders went to Cincinnati and beat the Bengals' ass. Hung 38 on a team trying to get right. Washington's offense, terrific all night long. We are at Thom's Watch Bar, the Hollywood Casino, downtown here in the Sportsbook in Lawrenceburg in Indiana. The tri-state areas have been kind to the boys. We've been traveling all over Kentucky, Cincinnati, and Indiana the last few nights. It has been a lot of fun. We are flying back to the DMV today. So that fat guy touchdown there for Trent Scott, the thick six, as it were. Later in the show, I want to play Kevin Harlan's call again and break it down. It's just so good. But there's a little discussion after the game, it sounds like, between Trent Scott, the lineman who will never again catch a touchdown, and Jaden Daniels, who threw his first touchdown pass, as we all betted he would, to an offensive lineman. Who gets the football? It would be intuitive generally for the Heisman Trophy winner, the face of the franchise, the guy hopefully who's going to be the answer here for many, many years to come, to just keep the football. But Trent Scott, man, he's an offensive lineman. He doesn't get to do that. So, Danny, I ask you, Trent Scott or Jaden Daniels, who should get the ball?
It's Jaden Daniels, and I don't think there's any question about that. Trent Scott, that's adorable. That's a cool story. You're the answer to a trivia question, hopefully, that's people are going to care about in a long time. Respectfully, I'm not that interested in Trent Scott. I need Jaden Daniels to get everything at all times. So it's his football as far as I'm concerned.
I'd give it to Trent Scott if I'm Jaden. And I would say, listen, man, there's going to be a few hundred more of these coming for me. This is the one you're going to get. So you enjoy this one. I'll keep my dime to Terry McLaurin, which was one of the most amazing throws I've seen in person. He got destroyed on that play.
And he knew it, too.
Absolutely walloped. Basically, crown of the helmet to the chin. Laid out on his back. Annihilated. He threw the ball into the corner of the end zone when Terry was still not even at the defensive back, who was playing off coverage. You normally wouldn't even run that play there, but McLaurin called the play. Went over to the sideline, told Cliff Kingsbury, put me on the right by myself, let me run a go ball, and let's go home. Let's win this football game. And Terry, after the game, was essentially saying how this was the first time I was empowered and they trusted me to let me call my number, and they said, okay, let's do it. And they ran it anyway. That play, by the way, had a 10% chance of being completed via next-gen stats at the moment of the throw. The lowest percentage chance of a completion for a completed pass all season in the NFL. By far the throw of the early year for Jaden Daniels. It was just amazing. But this was Daniels after the game talking about the football in question. We'll get to that in just a couple of moments. The number is 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. I want to hit the phones in a moment. Danny, why don't you answer the question that we're going to go to the phones on here. When is the last time you felt this excited about a Commanders win?
November 22nd, 2012, against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. There would have been some nice moments, for sure, of that season, but they were 3-6 going into the bye week. They'd beaten Philadelphia, who was kind of falling apart in a little bit of a mess, and they were 4-6. It didn't really feel like anything special was happening. It felt like this is a nice novelty act, but the offense had really scuffled since putting up 38 points in Minnesota more than a month before, and they'd been shut down by Pittsburgh, by Carolina. The Giants had beaten them when they couldn't execute very well. And it wasn't going in the right direction. And they came out and also, ironically I suppose, put up 38 points on Thanksgiving against Dallas and could not be stopped. Little did we know at the time that was going to be win two of that seven-win stretch that catapulted them to the playoffs. But that was the – this isn't just a gimmick that the league has adjusted to. This is real, and we have something really special.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So I was thinking about my favorite games that I've either attended or watched over the years. And I was at most of these. But I came up with five before last night, since 2012, so 12 years of football, that I would consider to be the games that made me really proud to be a DMV guy who grew up rooting for this team. And to be the dad of a kid who this morning is wearing a Jaden Daniels jersey as he's hanging out on the playground. 2017 was the last time there was a game that I thought leaving the game, it was like, oh my God, that was amazing. What a feeling. And it was the Sunday Night Football win over the Raiders. It was early in the year. Kirk went 365 and three through the air. And they dominated a 2-0 Raiders team in week three. Do you remember that?
Of course, yeah. Because that Raiders team had come off a 12-win season the year before.
Yeah, they were really good. They were 2-0, and Washington whooped them. I thought maybe the Commanders, I guess it wouldn't have been the Commanders at the time, but maybe the Redskins are pretty good. Year before that, 2016, a lot of these are based on primetime. I think that's actually a big part of it because it just feels different if it's not a 1 o'clock Sunday game. But how about that windy game for the Redskins and the Packers in 2016 on Sunday Night Football? Another really good opponent in Green Bay under the lights. And in that game, remember, 42-24, Washington, they had the huge Rob Kelly game. I think he ran for 130. Ooh, I love Rob Kelly,
Rob
man.
Rob Kelly, man.
Kirk went 375 and three through the air. 2015, when they won the division championship in Philadelphia in week 16. Division title on the line between the Eagles and the Redskins. Cousins 365 and four through the air. That was kind of one of those nights they won a division championship. Is that cheating because it's a playoff clinching win?
No, it's not cheating at all.
Okay.
That's you're excited. You're talking about your excitement level.
And then there was three in 2012. I would go with the Week 17 game where Griffin, Alfred Morris, 200 yards, three touchdowns on the ground, win the division at FedEx Field against the Cowboys, the Thanksgiving game you referenced, and then the Saints game in week one of 2012, the debut of Griffin, where Robert threw for 320 and a pair, and he also ran for 50 yards, and Alf in his debut ran for a couple touchdowns and 95 yards for Kyle Shanahan. So those are, I just went through six games if you count last night.
Mm-hmm.
As my favorite games of the last decade plus. That said, to answer the question directly, Danny, the last time I felt as hopeful and as excited, and that little voice in the back of my head saying, maybe this is a thing, maybe they're good, maybe they got the guy, It was as loud as it is this morning. Week 1, 2012 in New Orleans.
Yep.
That's what last night felt like to me. I woke up this morning going, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't rush to judgment. Everyone everywhere is going to be throwing the party and saying it's over and saying nothing matters. Everyone's going to have the big we got the guy celebration. And after last night, God, is it hard not to think that way. There's no reason to rush. We don't have to slam the gavel today. But I have not felt this way about this team since I have after the Griffin game in week one in New Orleans. And it's because of the quarterback, how young he is, how good he looked. How can you not feel good this morning? How can you not feel like everything is possible?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, in the ups and downs of that season, if you remember, and I know you obviously were on the beat and you were there, you know, firsthand seeing all these different things. But the start was incredible, and then that swoon happened where, you know, they got beat by Cincinnati. Griffin was concussed against Atlanta, and there was all the, is he running too much? What's happening? What are we doing? And is the offense really that good? And, you know, because they were kind of in a slump. Bye week happens. Shanahan does the we're evaluating everybody, which doesn't sound like a team that's about to rip off seven in a row. And then, of course, they did, and it was this magical ride. So, like, the undulations of that year – you go back to that New Orleans game where nobody'd seen anything like it, and you went, oh, my God. Like, this is so beyond what anybody had expected or hoped for. We didn't see it in the preseason. We had no clue. They kind of took the league by storm. And then that late-season run made it seem, hey, this is more than a flash in the pan. This is more than something that people hadn't seen. This is for real. And we, of course, know how it ended. And so there's a lot of us, myself included, where I'm pretty scarred from that, where I'm feeling these feelings again. You know, and the last girl that did that left me at the altar and broke my heart and ripped it out and shot my heart with a 12 gauge and then lit it on fire with a witching ceremony. So I'm a little bit reticent to hope again, but I'll be damned if I don't feel those feelings.
You're the guy on The Bachelor who's like, I just put my walls up. I can't take my walls down. I've been burned too many times.
My walls. That's a great bet.
Your walls are up, man.
I do. I have my Johns up.
You know what happened last night? Washington took the field against a Bengals team that is better than them,
mm-hmm.
and the Commanders had the best player on the field, and it evened everything out.
Yeah.
I will also say, though, that I think the Kingsbury plan was amazing.
I agree with this.
Because I don't want to take anything away from Jaden Daniels. The throw he made to Terry down the field on the 55-yarder was a dime.
That's a Rembrandt right there.
You cannot walk that to the player better. And that wasn't even his best throw to Terry. The touchdown to McLaurin was even better. They had receivers open all night on huge downs and distances. Like, there was never really a play where Kingsbury got by Anaromo. Was there? Third and one, fourth and one, fourth and two, fourth and four. Zach Ertz was always open. They always had an answer. They were always one step ahead of Cincinnati. It was just a clinic to watch. And while we're talking about fourth downs, Dan Quinn went for a fourth and two on the opening drive from the 34, the 30-yard completion to Luke McCaffrey, who had his own coming-out party last night. Fourth and one at the 33, they went for it, got 4 yards. That was the Jaden Daniels scramble. He kind of ran basically powerful, lowered his shoulders, Lamar style. And then fourth and four at the 39, late in the game with 4:30 to go. They could have kicked a long field goal, would have been like a 52-yarder. I don't know that I trust Seibert there, so they rolled the dice, put the ball in Daniels' hands, and Ertz got free for 9. But they were 3 for 3 on fourth down in addition to being really good on third down.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.